It's Mardi Gras time in Louisiana this weekend, and that means marching bands, colorful floats, and parade goers who scream, "Throw me something, mister!" That something that the crowd wants is beads. Yeah, beads. The goal of any Mardi Gras parade is to catch as many as possible. But what happens to all the beads when the festival's over? Elizabeth Eads of member station WRKF reports.
At a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, when you hear police sirens and see street sweepers, you know the parade is over. After the revelry, people often have so many beads around their necks they can barely turn their heads. The problem is that when it's over, well, you're left with a bunch of plastic beads. Everyone in Louisiana has their own way of coping with this problem.
So I save them, I put them in the attic.
I usually give them to friends who, like, are usually, like, in parades or whatever.
Throw them away.
We actually recycle them.
That's Raya Scott, Allison Foshe, Zachary Hand, Gary, and Karen Hill after a recent parade. Mardi Gras beads use metallic paint and can't be melted down. So one local organization has found a niche. It recycles and resells beads. Last year, the Ark in New Orleans recycled 120,000 pounds of them.
Let's do those for the price of the loose ones. And you got, what, nine?
Instead of the 35, we'll do them for the 30.
That's Ark's recycling coordinator, Margie Perez, in the back of a nearly empty warehouse. She's completing a sale.
We've sorted almost all of the beads that we've gotten donated. And so we have one box left. Like, if you were to come here in, say, July, we would have rows and rows of boxes. You know, I think at the height last year, we had 60,000-pound boxes.
Since their supply is low, Perez is on a hunt. The plan is to walk behind the parade of Ferretta New Orleans and encourage people to recycle their beads at the moment when their value drops. She's in a van with 14 empty purple bins along the parade route. 40 Tulane University students in need of community service credits are assigned a bin.
Recycle the beads that you don't want! Recycle the beads!
Once the beads are collected, it's back to ARC's warehouse where they will be hand-sorted. Then they'll be resold at the average price of $1 per pound to people like Cole Hernandez and Joseph Frost, who will throw them at later parades.
8.43.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah.
If we'd have gotten our stuff through Orpheus, it probably would have been about $2,000.
Yeah,
all those
no
beads.
Joke.
And it's back to the parades for the beads. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Eads.
This is NPR News.